This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Patricia Hammond, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, middle initial A, last name H-A-M-M-O-N-D. Date of birth. Date of appointment October 1st, 2025. Requesting a physician. Sheena Johnson, SHEENAJOHNSON. Dear Sheena Johnson, I have the pleasure of seeing Patricia Hammond today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 73-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman whose hands are numb, right more than the left, legs are numb. She has a difficulty walking. She's having pain, numbness, and she does not have any backache. Hands are weak, right more than the left. She's having pain in the hand and neck pain. She has a history of TIA 3 years ago, CT of the head and CT angiogram of the head and neck done, which was negative except critical calcification at the origin of the right vertebral artery, resulting in moderate stenosis. She had a history of stroke also with the left-sided weakness. She was seen by Albany Medical Center Neurology and Capital Care Neurology. Past medical history, IBS, colonic polyp, diverticulosis, depression, asthma, COPD, fibromyalgia, chronic kidney disease, stage 3, cervical disc disease, insomnia, osteopenia, deterioration of the arthritis. Past surgical history, hemicolectomy, adrenal gland tumor excision, partial hysterectomy, discectomy. Allergy, no known drug allergy. Medications, hydroxyzine, sertraline 50 milligram daily. Social history, smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. Family history, mother deceased with cancer, father deceased with cirrhosis of the liver, one sister, with arterial disease in the leg, two brother deceased. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she's having headache, lightheadedness, confusion, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination. Blood pressure 130 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowels on, present neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the mid, there is no facial asymmetry, left eye is lazy and usually looking towards the left side, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 5/5, deep tendon reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor, both hand grip are 4/5. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan 73-year-old right handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number one. Peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number two, gait ataxia. Number three, carpal tunnel syndrome. Number four, history of TIA. Number five, critical calcification at the origin of the right vertebral artery resulting in moderate stenosis. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the same medication. That is gabapentin. She already tried Cymbalta and amitriptyline in the past. I would like to order EMG of the upper and lower extremities. If the problem will continue, then she need a different medication for her pain. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.